This is KCUR. I'm Jenny Witte. Stealing from your neighbor may not sound like a good idea, but Kansas and Missouri can't seem to get enough of it. For years now, the states have been paying businesses through tax incentives to move across the state line without necessarily creating new jobs. As part of KCUR's Beyond Our Borders project, reporter Frank Morris considers how this economic border war helps and hurts the region. Is there an end in sight?
Blake Schreck is president of the Lenexa Chamber of Commerce. He's got a good record of bringing business to his town, but today he's out looking at the one that got away.
Right now we're standing in front of the brand new Freight Quote headquarters in Kansas City, Missouri, just off of 435 and State Line.
This used to be a fast-growing Lenexa company. A massive incentive package lured Freight Quote about 10 miles east on I-435, just into Missouri. Schreck's not bitter.
You've got a new capital investment in the region. The building they left in Lenexa is now full a few months later, and so essentially, maybe the incentives work.
Schreck says state tax incentives help businesses hire and put up new buildings, an activity that helps the whole region. But of course, this isn't really about the region.
My responsibility is to our citizens, our taxpayers, to do the best we can to get new jobs and new capital investment in our state.
In Kansas City, that's pitted Kansas against Missouri for generations. The competition got nasty a few years ago, according to Bill Hall, president of the Hall Family Foundation.
This started with the Great Recession of 2008.
Not long after Missouri's Quality Jobs Program began letting companies that bring jobs into the state keep the withholding tax that the state takes out of employees' paychecks. It's a huge cash incentive for businesses. Kansas fired back with a similar program called Promoting Employment Across Kansas, or PEAK.
Economic incentives have their place, but they should generate economic activity. And that's the problem here. We're using our incentives to shuffle jobs, not either create or attract jobs.
Hall has done the numbers on this. He says PEAK has pulled more than 5,200 jobs to the Kansas side from Jackson County. AMC Entertainment, for instance, and just this month, Grantham University announced it's moving to Lenexa. Meanwhile, Missouri's quality jobs incentive has taken about 3,860 jobs from Kansas. And these are expensive jobs. Missouri is foregoing about $100 million in withholding taxes to get its share. Kansas is forgiving about $146 million. It's money Hall says should be helping to shore up state budgets.
One state loses the tax revenue from the employees, and the other state forgives it. So, as taxpayers who don't move, you and I have to pay more taxes to make up for the taxes that are being redirected to the company as opposed to being paid to the state.
And the $250 million going from the PEAK and Quality Jobs program is really just the start. The states, counties, and municipalities layer on millions more in property tax abatements and other incentives.
I would say in recent years there's been more money wasted on your state line there than any other metro area in the country.
Greg Leroy, with the Washington-based advocacy group Good Jobs First, says that since the border war doesn't draw new companies or workers from outside the region, it doesn't help it much.
The two states and some localities have wasted enormous amounts of money not really growing the regional economy, just changing people's commuting patterns.
Meantime, the Kansas City region has lagged others recovering from the recession and in developing businesses that compete globally. All the money dropping off state tax rolls has sparked pleas for a truce by Hall and other business leaders. And Leroy says Jefferson City has made progress.
The Missouri legislature last July basically enacted the first half of a legally binding two-state ceasefire.
Missouri would stop using its quality jobs programs to lure businesses from the Kansas side if Kansas would stop using PEAK for local area moves. Don't hold your breath.
I don't think there's any sense of urgency, at least from the Kansas side, that we have to fix anything right now.
Blake Schreck says getting rid of the two big state development tools isn't enough. That's because Missouri cities can offer much longer property tax abatements than are allowed in Kansas. Pat George, the Secretary of Commerce for Kansas, says state and local incentives have to be considered together.
We do want to do something. I don't mean to sound like I'm anti-doing something, but I also realize that I'm the Secretary of Commerce for the state of Kansas. I don't want to shoot myself or my people that I represent in the foot.
But George has been meeting, without fanfare, with a group of Kansas mayors and economic development types trying to find some way to dial back the incentives.
Yeah, there's a couple of things to look at, I think, is net new jobs and new capital investment.
That is limiting payroll diversion incentives to apply to just net new jobs created and using them only when companies actually build rather than just leasing space over the state line. A Missouri side border war committee is discussing this stuff, too, and Secretary George says he thinks the two sides may reach some kind of partial treaty by summer. Frank Morris, KCUR News.